Not far from the museum's new P-40 fighter plane display is a distinctive portrait gallery featuring notable Iowa veterans. Other exhibits remember fallen heroes. The new one honors the living. 40 Iowans have been photographed, each holding a picture from their younger days in the military.
An awful lot of people don't know that these folks are veterans. So the concept, well, wait a minute, this is Governor Branstad. He was an MP, and look at him standing there in that uniform.
Bob Holliday is board chairman of the Gold Star Museum.
John Ruan III was in the Navy in Vietnam. I didn't know that till it started. So I think it's going to open some eyes.
Governor Ray was the first veteran photographed. Climatologist Elwin Taylor was the last. Those in between included bankers and CEOs, an opera singer, and three journalists. Caesar Smith had a career at Principal after a career in the Army. He survived two tours of duty in Vietnam.
My second tour, yeah, it was pretty bad.
Lose some men while you were there?
Yeah. It's a little emotional for me. As you know, we as veterans of the Vietnam War, we weren't accepted. I mean, there was a lot of negative. It was very painful. And so the fact that anyone from the Vietnam War is being acknowledged, I think it's a good thing.
Former Grandview photography professor Bill Schaefer is the brainchild of the project. Last year, every World War II survivor in Clark County posed for him, and that exhibit blossomed into the Notable Iowans collection. He's volunteering his time for two reasons.
One of them would be appreciation for the military and our society. I'm not a militarist, you know. I don't think war is good, but we have to have a military. But I really am photographing this for the future, for 50, 100, 200 years, that it'll be put somewhere that people can access. So I see it as a history project.
Schaefer's favorite veteran is 106-year-old Floyd Teske, who lives at the Veterans Home in Marshalltown. Developer Bill Knapp is featured, the man who donated land for the Iowa Veterans Cemetery. So is the woman who manages it, Veterans Affairs Director Jody Timeson.
When I enlisted in 1974, because I was a female, I remember them giving me the choice of being a medic or a clerk typist.
She went on to become the National Guard's first woman brigadier general. Nearly 700,000 Iowans have served in wartime, many more during peacetime. For this exhibit, Gold Star Chairman Bob Holliday says heroism doesn't matter.
Yes, a lot of them are ordinary people, for that matter. The important thing here is that they all are veterans.
Turn your head a little more towards me.
In the lobby outside Drake University's athletic offices, the lights, camera, and action are fixed on the school's 95-year-old sports historian. Paul Morrison is holding a 1945 picture of him standing outside a tent where he published a mimeograph newspaper for troops in the Philippines during World War II.
All right.
A lot of other people that were much more important to the cause than I was, but I'm glad to be a part of the act, as it were, and I appreciate it.
They all have a modesty about their service. Everybody went. Their friends went. It's not like, oh, I wanted to, you know, go and fight. Everybody did. They had to do it. They came home, and they wanted to get on with their life.
Tonight, near the museum's submarine exhibit, the photo gallery will be previewed by this newly organized unit of notable Iowa veterans who will muster for the first and only time at a reception in their honor. At Camp Dodge, I'm Rick Fredrickson, Iowa Public Radio News.